Welcome to the Pig's Ear. Today is my 40th birthday, and in this episode, I want to tell you some of the reasons why I think that I'm the luckiest man in the world. My mother, who is the first source of all my happiness and good fortune, she paints beautiful pictures of flowers, worries more than she needs to, and always remembers my birthday within a day or two. For the distant and dim memory of my father, Guy, who drew faces on boiled eggs, had some funny smelling hair lotion, and flew away on a plane that never made it when I was 5 years old. We'll meet again, and I'm sure your friend, that tremendous man, Mungo, my stepfather, will be there too, with a hat on, a smile, and a warm can of Smithix. Yuko, my wife, who I fancy to bits, who puts up with me, looks after me, and keeps all of us on the straight and narrow. You dream of having a bright, spacious room to make mosaics in. Let your dream come true. My brother Peter, who takes us on long walks, with shortcuts that turn into long cuts, that turn into longer cuts, that probably only I want to go on longer. I can't wait until we live closer to you, near enough to see each other more. Bunny, the kindest, most generous sister in the world, who sends her love far and wide in a thousand ways, but for some reason, sometimes doesn't quite understand how much we all love her. We love you, Bun. Three very fabulous, very different, very loving and fun stepsisters, Tudie, Carolyn and Sarah, who welcomed me into their family when I was just a little fella, and keep welcoming me every time I see them. For a stepbrother, Mungo, who saves me from being the black sheep of the family, and who, I hope, one day will come in from the cold. The memory of three gentle grandparents, Farmore, Judger, and Poppy, who showed me how to make newspaper hats and eggnogs, read and write, play chess badly, fetch eggs, give a Chinese burn, pick raspberries, play whist, rummy, and beggar my neighbour, and who all spoilt me rotten. Our children, our treasure, Ami, now shedding teeth left, right and centre, who believes in the tooth fairy, the real Santa, and God, let the good times roll. And our treasure, Kai, brave and affectionate, and three, and quite naughty, following Big Sis every step of the way. I wonder, will you ever know how much I love you both? Thank you. For friendship, for old friends who I lost touch with, am now back in touch with. New friends who I will try not to lose touch with. Friends who I never lost touch with, but probably should have, for both our sakes. Friends who I completely lost touch with, but often think about. Friends who I completely lost touch with and never think about. People who will be friends who I have never even met, and therefore have never had the opportunity to lose touch with, but will try not to lose touch with should we become friends at some unspecified time in the future. For having and having had loads of really great friends, and the good fortune to still have some left who will drink with me, despite all those embarrassing sagas. For the pleasure of not knowing who my enemies are, give or take a few, and the privilege of still being able to exchange civil electronic communication over long distances with one or two ex-girlfriends, the ones who recovered and went on to build happy, fruitful lives for themselves. For having the great fortune of not hating anyone, or resenting anyone, or envying anyone, or being afraid of anyone, except scary people, and bogeymen, and wolves, and rats. For having a job that I love, that can be done well or badly, depending on how much I try. For batch after batch of new students with bright, hopeful eyes, who don't know me yet. And for the chance meetings with past students, who smile and wave, sometimes. For colleagues I've got to know and respect over years of good mornings and good evenings and how were the holidays and drunken nights and meetings where we made a few things happen, but more often than not just sort of passed the time. For having enough money so that I don't have to think about how much I have, but not having so much that other people do think about it. For having 100 projects on the go and having fun doing a different 99 of them badly every day. For waking up with a head full of half-baked plans that I've spent the night sleeping on. For the minor successes and the people those successes have brought my way. Particularly some subterraneous, tuberous friends who keep cropping up, if you get my drift. And if you don't, check out my blog on potatopals.blogspot.com for a safe place to live that I've never had to fight to protect, for a head full of happy memories, a passport full of stamps, a hard drive full of crap, a suitcase full of letters, postcards, photos, and ticket stubs, a bookshelf full of interesting books, largely unread, a house full of laughter. Few regrets, well, a few, and a few secrets, but I'm not telling. Good health, despite the gout, and an incredibly fun 40 years under my expanding belt, during which I've always been lucky and always felt love. I'm up for another 40. Good night from the Big Pig, with love.